on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Maintaining your lawn the right way this fall starts with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the grass seed and fertilizer perfect for your growing area, and the know-how to help you do it right. And at great savings, like up to $15 off select Scott's grass seed. And save $5 on a 12.5-pound bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food, now $14.97. For all your fall projects, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid through 10-2. Selection and availability vary by location, U.S. only.
Cooler weather is around the corner, and at AutoZone, we've got more ways for you to get what you need to be ready for those fall drives. With our free same-day store pickup, you can grab what you need today and finish the job right. And with our free next-day delivery, you can get it delivered to your front door tomorrow and do the job in no time. In need of new wipers? Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy 2 Rain-X Quantum wiper blades. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
And now, a star is born. On September 27th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Meatloaf.
Push!
Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Loaf. It's a meat.
Meatloaf, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5 already.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. The House sending out subpoenas in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's controversial phone call with the president of Ukraine.
Three key House committees have subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for documents related to Ukraine, including many he has thus far refused to produce. In a letter sent to Pompeo, the House committee chairs wrote that should he refuse to comply with the subpoena, it shall constitute evidence of obstruction of the House's impeachment inquiry.
This is John Decker.
House committees have also scheduled depositions for 5 State Department officials over the next 2 weeks.
The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine reportedly among them. Former Ambassador Joe Wilson, dead at 69. He accused the George W. Bush administration of twisting intelligence to justify the war with Iraq. His ex-wife, Valerie Plame, outed as a CIA operative. America is listening to Fox News.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's call the final name for today in the name game contest, Cody Coffin.
Cody Coffin.
Cody Coffin. Cody, you have an hour to call us at 396-5477 in the name game to make sure that you're eligible to win that 65-inch. Smart, that's an insult. It's a genius TV, really. They don't use that term, but I am. And it's from Cones Electronics, and it's got everything. So, Cody, you have till 6 o'clock, 55 shopping minutes, to call us at 396-5477. One of our party guestesses is leaving.
Yeah.
Both of our party guestesses are leaving.
I know. I'm sorry, but I'm going to a women's conference this weekend, and it starts at 5:30, so I gotta bebop out of here.
Well, thank you for everything.
But I'll be back on Monday morning.
Yes. Yes, and you get to work with Rich Thomas. You are going to get
adorable.
Like in quantities you never dreamed possible.
So excited.
I know.
I'm pretty pumped about that.
Let me try something out here, because if you really want to react like a true... Hang on, I got to find his jingle shout here.
His jingle shout.
Yeah. What happens is when you hear this, you have to react like this.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I don't know if I can scream that high. Nor does anybody in here want me to do that, so.
I'm just saying, but.
I do love me some Rich.
Yes, he is. And Dana, you can't stay? You got to go too?
Actually, I can stay for a few minutes.
Dana can stay for a few minutes. I'll make up my time on Monday morning at oh, dark 30.
Ooh. I'm on the side of the building.
I know where to meet you. I've done this dog and pony show before.
And what would you like for Monday's breakfast?
Coffee.
There's always coffee. But
that's all I want.
That's it?
I'll text you.
Rosie Maid found 7 keto-friendly fruits.
Yes.
And yeah,
made
the
most delicious topping. All that fruit was gone. That was gone before the show was over.
I asked LaDonna if she got any.
I need the recipe for making that.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to text you because I am starting back 100% keto on Monday. And I have somebody who is an accountability partner, your sweet, loving wife.
Oh.
Yeah, we talked about it at your birthday. So come Monday morning.
I'm always the last to know.
100%. What's an accountability partner?
Meaning, like, I'm going to hold her accountable and she's going to hold me accountable.
She's going to be like, you fat cow, how
like,
dare
stop
you
eating
eat
cupcakes?
Roz would never do that.
No.
Roz is, I would, but Roz is too sweet.
So, like, a sponsor for
that's
food?
That's why I could never be accountability partner.
Be like, stop eating, you fatty. But no. So Roz and I discussed it, and if I'm going to be her accountability and she's going to be mine, I can't cheat. So I'll text you on Monday morning.
Okay.
I'll text you Sunday.
Yeah, because I may need to. I want to make sure I have everything I need on hand. So we will see you
all
the
supplies
with Mr.
Adorable.
That's the noise.
I need that sound effect.
No. Yes. Oh.
Will you take her down to the studio on her way out and just have her record that real fast?
Please. Are you ready?
Because we got a break here. So.
All right, I'm out.
All righty. And Dana's going to stick around for a bit. First stop, traffic.
All right, we're into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we've got several accidents to tell you about. One on Wares Ferry Road right at the Atlanta Highway. Use caution there. I-65 southbound on the ramp to Fairview. It's a little congested still at that location. Cobbsford Road at Sheila Boulevard. There was an accident right there in front of the Auto Zone. Be careful on Sheila or Cobbsford as you're motoring through the area. North Boulevard at Jackson Ferry Road. That's right there at the UPS. Accident there. There's a slowdown both lanes. Drive carefully this afternoon. We will keep you updated. Reinhart Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certifications and at least 3 years experience. Call Robert Jones at Reinhart to apply. 676-3862. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you, but unfortunately, the drought continues to get worse, and the record high temperatures will continue for the next several days. In fact, well into next week, I think. Our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Then for tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, look for high temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day, rain chances averaging about 10%, not quite zero. And then the month of October starts on Tuesday on a hot and dry note. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Just got a note from Rich Thomas. Today is the third consecutive day of record highs. 99 was the high. Wow. I'm sure most of you are hearing this and going,
oh, what a surprise!
It broke a 65-year-old record from 1954 of 96 degrees. This is unprecedented and will very likely, based on official measurements, be the driest September in history, which wouldn't be so bad if it was cool and dry, but it ain't. Before we get to local news at 5:11, our thanks for all the support we've had over the years now from the best body shop in Montgomery, Montgomery Paint and Body. It's the best above and beyond the fact that it's equipped with state-of-the-art equipment and incredibly talented people who know how to put a vehicle back together, make it look as good as new, maybe better. It's the principle that it was founded on that ultimately makes the difference and makes them the best. And that is, Donnie Turner said, I am not playing games with this. There were people, disreputable types, who would overlook certain steps in the repair process, pocket the money the insurance company had paid for that repair, and it's just not in Donnie Turner's DNA to do that. So, stuck to his guns, and 3.5 decades later, he and his son Brandon have continued to stun people, literally, when they see their car for the first time after it's been in their capable hands after a wreck, how amazing, detailed, beautiful their car looks. Good as new. Not just an idle thought or a cute ad slogan. The promise that MPB delivers time after time after time. On the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number's 27 wreck with AW News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Earlier today, 650 Air Force cadets graduated from Air University's Officer Training School. That's the largest class since 1967. For 8 weeks, cadets trained to become leaders in Maxwell Air Force Base's Air University. And if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Alabama News Network's 5th annual Tickled Pink event happening tomorrow. It's a day to not only learn and support people impacted by breast cancer, but also full of fun. Come on out to the multiplex at Crampton Bowl from 9 a.m. until 3 tomorrow. We can't wait to see you there. Plus, Montgomery Fire Rescue investigators have charged a juvenile female in connection with a fire at Carver High School. It happened September 25th in the second floor girls' bathroom. During the investigation, security camera footage showed 4 females possibly involved in intentionally setting that fire. One later confessed. She's charged with arson first degree. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, y'all. Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. I got some big news I need to get out to let you know that Randall Bramlett, that show has been canceled this Sunday. That's right. There will not be a show. Randall got in touch with me. Had a little minor medical procedure, and he won't be able to make the trip down here Sunday. So, but you can still get down here this weekend, enjoy some good fresh seafood, watch the ball games with us. We got plenty of TVs for you, and we're cooking up good old hamburgers, ribeye steaks on the grill. How about some amberjack? Oh, I believe we're smoking some salmon this week. Got some, man, if you hadn't tried our smoked salmon, we got a nice marinade we do with it. It's really good eating. Let's talk about Sunday afternoon, since there won't be a show this week. I'll go ahead and tell you that next Sunday, the Chris O'Leary Band will be here. That's right. First timer for Chris. Man, the guy was a front man for LaVon Helm's band for years. He's got a lot of tradition in the blues, and he'll be here Sunday at 5 o'clock. So we're already excited about next week. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We'll be looking for you to get down here this week and next week. See you soon.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and a bitching fit. So shut up about politics. You punch left, I punch right. We're caught up in the middle of a deep swamp fight. Some people lie, some people steal. When everybody's talking about the Green New Deal. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and a bitching fit. So shut up about politics. And carrying on, it's been going on a little too long. But I got something to fix us all up. Take a shot of my whiskey from from a big red cup. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and a bitching fit. So shut up about politics. It ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and a pitching fit. So shut up about politics. So shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and a pitching fit. So shut up about politics. So shut up about politics. So shut up about politics.
By the way, while the media continues and the Democrats continue like the entire country can't wait to impeach Trump, I mentioned earlier today, I look at these as indicators of real people and their real feelings. And I go back to that kid that held up the I need beer money sign and ended up collecting, you know, like almost $1 million. Budweiser jumps in, matches the money that's raised to go to a charity. And then some reporter at the Des Moines Register makes it their business to investigate his Twitter history and decides because of a couple of stupid things he said, tweeted when he was 16, that he was a racist and a horrible person, and Budweiser pulled out of it and got it. Well, today, the blowback from everyday people, not just in Iowa, but all over the country, to the Des Moines Register for doing that to that kid was so intense they fired the reporter that did that needless, stupid, uncalled for Twitter investigation.
Good for the Des Moines Register.
Another one.
You feel like they say all the blowback, you think that his boss would be like, come on, man, you know?
Another story, I was talking with Rick earlier that we're really glad we did not live in the social media era when we were in our teens and 20s. My God. I mean, things are very different. And you can't go back and investigate my tweets when I was 16 because we didn't have Twitter 25 years ago.
So I've been like, as this thing has been going on, I logged into my Twitter, which I haven't used in, you know, years and years, but there are some that just probably don't need to
delete
still
one
be
at a
on
time.
There. Yeah, right. I have so apparently I broke my hand one time whilst drinking. And I have a
what were you doing with your hand?
Well, I'm not really sure, but on my Twitter I do fuss about the doctor. I'm like, thanks doc for the lecture. Let's just skip it to the cast. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, there are people who have grown up and become productive members of society who
but wait,
have
even,
really stupid tweets.
There's even better news.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell
and Dana Delk. And Seth Spotlow and Rosie, who, by the way, became the official producer of our show today.
Ooh.
All right. I just told you the story about the Des Moines Register, an even better one. You may recall that President Trump went to California for some fundraisers in Beverly Hills. Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick both went on social media and insisted that people attending these fundraisers, that their names be made known so they can be basically blacklisted or harassed. And the blowback from that within Hollywood circles forced both of them to back off.
Really?
You know, they love to harp on the McCarthy era, and you know, that was certainly a witch hunt. they don't even care now if they jeopardize lives. It's no longer, you're no longer allowed to have a different opinion. And since they can't win the argument, they'll just beat the crap out of you or ruin your business or hurt you. But the fact is, what they have failed to recognize, and this goes all the way back to the LGBTQ, and I don't believe they represent all gay people, but they're organized, they're activist-level folks, thought they had Chick-fil-A by the you-know-whats when it was learned that the CEO of Chick-fil-A did not believe in gay marriage. He didn't say gay people were bad or evil or anything else. He just believed that marriage should be between a man and a woman. And they raised hell. And, of course, the media gave them the megaphone. The problem is that whether people agreed with that or not, they did not like the fact that, first they were going to have this big kiss-in at all the Chick-fil-A's and maybe six people showed up for that nationally. What they ended up doing, again, the same people that complained to the Des Moines Register about this harassment over this kid's 16-year-old tweets, Chick-fil-A, I think at some point, is going to become the most popular fast food chain. It's gone to number three. It wasn't even in the top 10. They don't even open on Sunday.
What's the first two, McDonald's and Subway?
I believe so, yeah. At least with the... But still, Chick-fil-A, I mean, obviously good product because I usually stop by there.
It's delicious.
Yeah, well, I stopped there on Saturday because my stepson loves the, what do I get from the chicken tenders? Three-piece tender, two of those. Yeah, every and Saturday.
I don't care how many people are in that line or how many people are in that place. You out in about 10, 15 minutes.
Excellent customer service.
And you will see young people who are quite uplifting in the way they comport themselves and the customer service they provide. It's like, wow, this is the way it should be.
I had someone, whenever I was in my master's program in Auburn, I had someone in that program, and he was a manager at Chick-fil-A and had been like at Chick-fil-A for a while, and he was on scholarship with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Like, Chick-fil-A paid for his... a good chunk of his master's
program. They have a tremendous educational program for the people that are there, and they teach leadership skills from the get-go. So you can go as far as you want to go.
It's, and again, lines around the block. So what they did ultimately became the best marketing gift that's ever been given to a large company that I can think of. Because their business has skyrocketed ever since. You know, you're entitled to believe whatever you want. That is what free speech is all about. But if somebody disagrees, you do not have the right to threaten, menace, or abuse them. Win the argument. The problem is you can't. So you resort to these menacing tactics and these... You know, these are the same people that are always gnashing their teeth and wringing their hands over bullying. It's a terrible thing.
You got to be witty. People are
witty.
And
they're the worst.
And they're petty. And when they get petty, that's when they start doing these stupid things.
Anyway, I thought this reversal of fortune in Hollywood with Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick being compelled to back off because people said, stop it. You have gone way over the line with demanding the names of people. Who do you think you are? Why don't you put a swastika on your shirt sleeve? Deborah Messing, you.
Well, and the thing is like she's kind of B team, right? I mean, like she's kind of like B list. Like she's not. It's not like she's like Brad Pitt.
Who is
she? I would
agree.
Or
like Julia Roberts or like Reese Witherspoon.
She's
you
B
know?
Or
like,
C.
She's like
D.
They brought
you
back,
had a good show back when.
They brought
you tried
back
to bring it back.
They brought back Will and Grace, and it lasted a year or two.
Oh, is that the lady?
Yeah, it's the redhead.
Oh, okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I first saw her in NYPD Blue, and she was, you know, she was cute and funny and all that. I can't stand the sight of her face. And, you know, you do that enough, and nobody's going to want you in their shows or movies. So good luck with your career, Deborah, because you're over 40 now, and that's a tough time in the unsexist world of Hollywood, right? 526, Mr. Electric. Top-notch certified electricians for whatever you need done at your home. Whether it's repair, replacement, installation, they show up at the time they say they're going to be there. They give you the price up front, and that is what you pay. And they leave you with no mess, just the result you called and asked for. So whether you need something installed, they did our Ring doorbell system. They've done security lighting for us. They moved an outdoor outlet for us. These guys know their stuff. Settle for nothing less than the certified best from Mr. Electric. Visit MrElectric.com or call them at 245-1566. Here's a good suggestion for your pizza tonight.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
All right, it is a busy Friday afternoon, and we got several things to tell you about real quickly. Disabled vehicle, Taylor Road at I-85. This is actually on 85 if you're headed out towards Chantilly. It's going to take you a few minutes to get through there. Cops Ford at Sheila a little earlier this afternoon. We had an accident. Hopefully that's cleared up now, but use caution in the area just in case. And on the North Boulevard, Jackson Ferry Road, we had an accident there just a while back. There is still some congestion in the area. Be careful on your ride home. Outbound from downtown, congested on the Atlanta Highway, a heavy Friday afternoon of traffic. Tonight, Friday night at the Shack, chicken leg quarters, baked beans, and slaw just $5. Don't miss 50-cent chicken wings during Monday Night Football. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees. We have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is, people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry, that's all we're going to sell you, and we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army, Air Force, Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Electrical Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
The Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Usually this is a facetious attempt to highlight an idiot in the news, but this is intended actually as a compliment to somebody who, in my opinion, has rocket science level skills. And that would be Emily's husband. Husband.
Yay, fun.
Yay.
Yeah, among the, this has been a, this day, since the minute I woke up and Mrs. Rutabaga had left gifts and shirts and cards on the kitchen counter, to the time I got here and Rosie's here with more food, and then my daughter during the show and gifts. And but he built me a birdhouse.
Woo!
He built me a birdhouse. And
it's beautiful.
It's incredible.
It really is.
He's very skilled. I've had him do some work for me. And I didn't, I never, you know, his woodworking skills, I just never had a chance to see it. But he is so talented, and it's absolutely beautiful. I took it home, otherwise I'd be doing show and tell here in the studio.
I was going to say, I haven't seen it.
I will, I think there's pictures on Emily's page of it, but I urge you to see it. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention it, since it's All Request Friday, trouble. This is just my last chance here. I'm getting desperate.
He is skilled, man. Eric has been my best friend forever, and he is so good at that stuff, man. I saw it, and I was like, wow. I wanted to be part of it, but I just couldn't. I was afraid I'd mess it up.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I asked for the birdhouse, it reminded me, or just said I'd love to have a birdhouse and ask anybody for anything. That's not my style. It reminded me of the hilarious bit that we play with Frank Caliendo and Valentine's Day.
Hey, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, it doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Mann here reminding you that Ace is the place for Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, how about a little help with that birdhouse, huh?
Hey. All right!
A whole line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda Combo Drill and Staple Gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this and then you pull the trigger right.
So the video that goes with these continually maiming himself with Ace tools that he doesn't know how to use.
Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, the Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair?
I think he slices open his abdomen with this one.
Let's just use this pneumatic nail gun. Hold the wood for me, Justin.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Hold the wood for me, Justin.
This just gets more grotesque.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm just used to this pain now.
No more.
We'll just use this giant spike sledgehammer. Hold it for me, Justin. Hold it! My spine!
Why don't we just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it?
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird. Build a house for that, you bastards. Now remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools, too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold the wood for me, Justin.
Great.
Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go a pony, Justin.
That escalated.
That needs fire marshal.
Dana Delk from Delk and Tomlinson. Jacqueline was with us earlier. And left because she had a conference to attend. But did you hear about what happened in her old neighborhood? Two guys in Florida got into a fight over trash.
It's always the Florida guys. It's always Florida.
One pulls out a samurai sword and started swinging it. He's been charged with attempted murder. Listen to this.
I saw a cart in the pile, and I thought I could use that. And when he pulled out the sword, I thought, what am I doing? I couldn't believe that he was going to try to kill me for a cart. I should have just let him have the cart.
Number one, yes, you should have. And number two,
always have a sword.
Where does one fit a samurai sword that you can't see? I mean, you know, like if someone carries a samurai sword, you know that they're carrying a samurai sword, you would think.
Thinking they might be bombs.
I'm going to show you. Speaking of concealed carry, there's another story here. I will show this to you off the air while we catch up on traffic and Rich's forecast at 5:36. You're going to get a kick out of this.
Traffic is still heavy this afternoon in Montgomery on a beautiful Friday from downtown outbound. Now, there's some stops and starts, but I think you'll make it okay. North Boulevard at Jackson Ferry had an accident there earlier. We're still showing a slowdown in that area as well as Taylor and I-85. We had a stall vehicle there, but that is still showing as being pretty congested as you motor through this afternoon. Drive carefully. Take it easy. Don't text and drive, obviously, on this beautiful Friday. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Dana, here you go. This is a story that happened in England.
Jared?
And, we'll come back to you for comment. Mr.
Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hose, layaways, or returns.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Fire Rescue investigators charged a juvenile female in connection with a fire at Carver High School. It happened September 25th in the second floor girls' bathroom. During the investigation, security camera footage showed four females possibly involved in intentionally setting that fire. One later confessed. She's charged with arson first degree. And earlier today, 650 Air Force cadets graduated from Air University's Officer Training School. That's the largest class since 1967. For 8 weeks, cadets trained to become leaders in Maxwell Air Force Base's Air University. Plus, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Alabama News Network's 5th annual Tickled Pink event's happening tomorrow. It's a day to not only learn and support people impacted by breast cancer, but also full of fun. Come on out to the multiplex at Crampton Bowl from 9 a.m. until 3. We can't wait to see you there. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some good news for you, but unfortunately, the drought continues to get worse, and the record high temperatures will continue for the next several days. In fact, well into next week, I think. Our forecast for tonight calling for mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 72. Then for tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, look for high temperatures in the upper 90s to near 100. Record highs expected each day, rain chances averaging about 10%, not quite zero. And then the month of October starts on Tuesday on a hot and dry night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
We spent a chunk of the afternoon talking about the hysteria, the frenzy over stupid stuff that keeps backfiring, and yet there's no end to it. As the Anti-Defamation League has now classified the OK hand gesture, which I am making now, as a hate symbol. And guess whose picture turned up more than anybody else's making the OK hand gesture today?
The president.
Which one?
Trump.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Really?
Again, people are they're seeing this and wondering, who's coming up with this stuff?
Double standard.
We're just making it
up. Insane. We're going to bring somebody to the microphone here in a second, but Jared's been waiting. Hello, Jared.
Hey, how's everybody today?
Couldn't be better. Seriously.
Well, this is my first time calling. I've been listening for a while.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Wow.
Hey, look out.
Yeah.
And I heard your, quick little mention of somebody attacking someone with a samurai sword.
Well, there was a threat, but there was a samurai sword.
Unsurprisingly, the story began with a Florida man.
Yeah, those are the first three words in almost any story.
When I heard that, it reminded me of a little funny story. Me and a friend of mine, we had traveled up to Nashville, and we're eating at a ramen shop. I know this is going to sound so strange, but we were eating at a ramen shop, and it's in a little hip part of town. If you've ever seen the mural of the giant angel wings that all the basic white girls take their pictures in front of, this is in that part of town.
I do actually know what you're talking about. They may not, but I do.
Right. Okay. So we were eating at this ramen shop, and this tiny little old white lady gets up from her table and walks out the door past us, and on her back she has strapped a samurai sword. It was the strangest thing I've ever seen. It was very ironic, the fact that she was in a ramen shop and just had the samurai sword. I just thought it was really strange and thought I'd share it with you guys.
That's a great story.
I mean, it's very odd, to say the least.
Oh, so, no doubt, yeah. But
it made me smile when I thought about that. So anyways, I thought I'd call and share.
Our listeners never cease to amaze us, and thanks for breaking the ice, Jared.
You wonder what she would have had, like, if she had gone for tacos.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, like, you wonder, like, if she would have still donned the samurai sword, or, like...
M16?
I mean, you know, like, just wondering if it would have been any different.
It's always tough to say goodbye to someone who's been a part of our company and a part of my life for many years. And I hope he's not leaving for the attention we give him when he does, because everybody likes Jeff Blake, or Balaki as we call him. And but he's an entrepreneur. He's a guy that's always taking on new challenges.
And I got a new one again.
Yeah. Well, we just wanted to let you know you're going to be missed, because, you know, radio stations and broadcasting companies, especially now that so many are groups of stations, it really takes a group chemistry and a group esprit de corps for a place to function.
And what a great group this has been. I'm going to tell you, this is one of the finest facilities and companies I've ever worked for. We got great leadership. We've got historic people like you.
Prehistoric as of today.
But no, it's a great way to wrap up this career of 48 years, going out with a company that you really felt good about. You know, I hate to do it, but I'm at that retirement age. I've got to start settling down and figuring out exactly what I'm going to do. By the way, let me do one more traffic report.
Go ahead.
I know the skipper's doing them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an accident on Highway 231 South just past the Tallapoosa River Bridge. Please be careful in that area. Traffic's backing up towards the boulevard.
It's the last one. I'm going to miss you doing that so much.
Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Wow. Live, up close, and in person. We wish you the best.
Well, Greg, ever since I met you, that you had one of your listener parties at back when you did them at Eastside Grill.
Yeah.
And that's where I met you, was there. And when I met you, I said, wow, I need to try to see if I can hook up with these people. This guy's been around. He knows what he's doing. And it has been a lot of fun. You've been a great influence. You've taught me a lot. And it's just been a nice experience working at Blue Water. Headed to Georgia, so I'll be kind of out of the market. But I'll still be the voice of WACV. We made an agreement to do that. So
when we go back to Warm Springs, are you anywhere?
No, I'm going to be in the Macon area.
Macon.
Oh, I'm in the Macon area. So, but yeah, if you're running between Atlanta and Florida, I'll come see me because I'm right there on the interstate.
All the best to you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a great one.
547. We have had so many lists since they first started asking us to talk about their products, and we've been using their products. Your CBD store has become a real phenomenon, a real solution, not just for people with pain or sleeping issues, but for pets. And I get notes through Facebook, social media, and emails from people who have visited your CBD store and just raved about the results that they achieve with these products. Now, they're totally legal. There's no high in this. They are designed to interact with what's already in your system, and they're totally safe. But to find the right CBD product, and they carry the SunMed line at your CBD store, Marissa and Laurie there know these products inside out. Marissa was kind enough to shoot a video for me when we sent a bottle of the pet CBD pills to Janelle. They're treats. Dogs are happy to take them because her dog was struggling with some arthritis in the hind legs and it was anxious. And immediate results. We've seen this happen in our house with Briscoe. Mommy the Swami was Zorro the Wiener Dog. If your pet is having pain or discomfort or anxiety, I urge you to at least go there and talk to them about it because they're not going to try and sell you something that won't work for you. They got everything from gummies to soft gel capsules, e-liquids for vaping, topical creams. I've used those for some occasional facial pain in front of my right ear. I don't know why it happens. It's probably just, I'm like an old dog. You get those weird things. But they work. They absolutely work. Easy to find in the Hunter's Renfro Food Plaza with the Adams Drugs right there off Chantilly Parkway. The actual address, 8852 Mini Brown Road on the west side. Their number is 593-0818. They're only open for 10 more minutes today, but 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, so you can go tomorrow.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Hope you are having a fantastic ride home this afternoon. We have a couple of things to tell you about. I-85 and Taylor Road. We had a stall vehicle there earlier that caused a big problem, but right now I think it's just the Friday afternoon congestion that's got it slowed down a bit right there. The afternoon rush from downtown, moving, moderate traffic, but looking good from downtown outbound. 85 and 65 moving, looking good too this afternoon. Everybody seems to be keeping it in their own lane. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon until 6 p.m. That's Reinhart Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of
legal services performed by other lawyers.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah, yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka!
Well, we got one last request in today, half of one anyway, at 5:54, and that was Master Thespian. He's, I don't know if he's still listening, but we did our best. It became a very busy afternoon. I still find myself astonished. I was looking at some follow-up. Now they're calling this cancel culture, I guess, with this reporter who took it upon himself to investigate this mysterious teen who held up a beer money sign. It wasn't a teen. It was a college student. And ended up with this, spontaneous, viral fundraising thing. Ended up going to a charity because he just put a beer money sign up on ESPN.
Heaven forbid,
$1 million.
Yeah, heaven forbid we just actually let something good happen and be done with it. Right. Heaven forbid we just like let something positive happen and say, wow, good job, and move on.
Nope, never.
Nope.
And yet the left.
Happy hour.
Of course, they went and investigated his Twitter history, so he made a couple of dumb, what they call racist tweets. I don't know if they haven't looked at them. But anybody that's listening that didn't say something dumb, insensitive, at 16,
I think it's Jim.
I think the only person that can make that claim is worshipped at church every Sunday. So the Des Moines Register had a reporter go back and, you know, then expose it. We got to let the world know this is a monster on the loose. But the the blowback was so severe that the reporter was fired. And the Register has had to hire extra security because of the threats. Now, I don't believe for one minute that anybody was threatening anybody there. They were just angry.
Just in case.
Okay, if there is only one thing that should have been wrong with this, it's that he asks for Busch Light.
There you go.
I mean, not even like Bud Light or even Natty is a step up from the Beast. I mean, you know, it's like Busch Light. Like, if you're asking for money, ask for money for Bud Light or Miller Light or anything except Busch Light. That is what is wrong with this whole story.
If we had more time this afternoon, we would focus on that aspect of it. But I'm looking at left wing. Oh, I thought the right always believed in freedom of speech. This has nothing to do with it. You're the ones with your bullying of this kid that turned his free speech into an assassination on his life in at least one sense. I know what it's like to have the news trucks in the driveway. That's a story we'll tell next time.
Oh.
That happened in Fort Lauderdale.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, and the guy was doing something good.
It's... I know how fast things can turn like that.
Well, and it's even faster these days. I mean, it's within a matter of minutes these days.
Social media.
Ridiculous.
But you know what? Even then, this is, 35 years ago, the public support I received turned it totally around in my favor. And I knew it would. I knew it would when it happened. When I got suspended. For something, a bit I was doing on the show all morning long. And it was one of the first encounters with political correctness I've had in my career. In the end of the day, the radio station had to hire 6 people to answer the complaint calls from people who said, I will never listen to this station until you bring them back. And I will not patronize any of your sponsors until you bring them back. So, and I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. But we're out of time. I got to go. Dana, thanks for hanging out to the very end. And thanks for all the love and fun this week. You're awesome.
You're welcome. We'll be back next week on next Wednesday.
Yes.
And then Jacqueline will be back very early Monday morning.
For a big dose of...
Adorable.
Seth, thank you. And Rosie, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
This has been a long time coming.
Happy birthday.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Birthday.
Thank you all.
Hope you are having a fantastic ride home this afternoon. We have a couple of things to tell you about. I-85 and Taylor Road. We had a stalled vehicle there earlier that caused a big problem, but right now I think it's just the Friday afternoon congestion that's got it slowed down a bit right there. The afternoon rush from downtown, moving, moderate traffic, but looking good from downtown outbound. 85 and 65 moving, looking good too this afternoon. Everybody seems to be keeping it in their own lane. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon until 6 p.m. That's Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more.